A new name sits atop the girls' single season scoring list, and familiar names sit atop the team wrestling championships. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The winning streaks continued at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo over the weekend at the MHSAA Team Wrestling Finals. In Division 4, not only did Hudson win their fifth straight team title, but head coach Scott Mary became the state's all-time winningest coach in the process. The 1983 Hudson grad has led the Tigers to 983 wins now. They defeated Clinton in the finals this year. In Division 3, make it 9 in a row for Dundee. The Vikings beat Yale in the championship by a 60-6 score after posting 70-3 and 63-6 scores in the quarters and semis. In Division 2, Lowell is up to 13 in a row, their first under new head coach Kyle Slocum. Lowell beat Eden Rapids in the final 62-4. The record for most consecutive team titles is 15, set by the East Grand Rapids boys swim and dive team from 1948 to 1962. Lowell will be looking to tie that mark 2 years from now. And in Division 1, Detroit Catholic Central won for a fourth straight year. It's the Shamrocks' 12th Division 1 title under head coach Mitch Hancock, all coming in the last 17 years. For more on the team wrestling finals and for a preview of this weekend's individual finals, please check out all of our wrestling coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, St. Clair Shores Lakeshore bowler Devin Patrick rolled a 462 in the championship round to take home the Division II Boys Bowling Championship. Caledonia hockey player Gabe Supuk scored an overtime goal against Muskegon Mona Shores in a 4-3 Scots win, sending Caledonia to its first ever semifinal appearance. And to the Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian Boys basketball team, district champs for the first time in school history.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Did you know there's no such thing as over the back in basketball? If two players are going for a rebound and the player behind another player is able to grab it over the top of the player in front, that's not necessarily a foul. He or she did not go over the back. The player behind another player may have committed a foul such as bumping the player in front or pushing that player, gaining an advantage to grab the rebound, but that would be whistled for a push or grab, not over the back. A taller player or player who can jump higher grabbing a rebound is not a foul. It is only a foul if they create an advantage by pushing, bumping, or any other kind of illegal contact while in the process of going for a rebound. Fans yell over the back all the time, but an official will never call a foul for going over the back.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. The girls' basketball tournament starts this week with district play. When Mayo plays their first game in a Division IV district semifinal on Wednesday, they'll do so with the state's all-time single-season scoring leader on their side. Junior Mia McGregor scored 39 points in the season finale versus Alcona, giving her 955 total points this year, passing Central Lakes' Jasmine Hines atop the single-season scoring list. Hines scored 935 points in the 2009-2010 season. McGregor is averaging a whopping 43 points per game this year, which means she's well within range to become the first ever, boy or girl, to top 1,000 points in a season. And with her senior season still to play, there's little doubt she'll eventually take over the all-time career scoring mark as well. She's already up to sixth all-time and sits just a little under 500 points away from the top spot, or about half a season's worth of points at the rate she's filling it up. Central Lakes Hines is the current leader there as well. McGregor has scored at least 26 points in every game this year with a high of 61. She's gone over 50 seven times. To keep track of all the girls' district results this week, check out MHSAA.com and watch most of those games live on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.